Welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We are so close to being done season 5.
We really are.
Of One Tree Hill.
We've got one episode left after this one.
Yeah. Season 5, episode 17, Hate is Safer Than Love. Oh, I never looked to see who
was that
song by. I don't think.
Yeah.
And even that, Hate is Safer Than Love. I guess, whatever. This episode, I don't know.
I know.
It's all just a thing.
It's named after a song by Ben Goodwin. Godwin.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Why not? I mean, it was fine. It was a fine episode. Whatever. But I think maybe what we have to do is double check. I wonder if there's, like, new editors this season, because that seems to be, like, one of the biggest things that we've talked about, like,
because
even with this one, like, I felt like it was edited to, like, be more than it was or something, like.
Yeah, I mean, like, not a lot happened in this episode, which really surprised me, because I thought with the last two episodes.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be.
Well, and it starts with the, like, you know, we see. It's the Ravens playing basketball, and, like, Lucas is in a rage.
Yeah, we get, like, a weird montage.
And, like, throws the basketball, and you can see Brooke crying and waiting in the waiting room. and, like, Dr. Copeland coming out. So you're like, oh, is it Angie's surgery? And then Nathan walks in on, like, Deb flashing a webcam. And, like, Dan almost getting hit with a water balloon. And, like, Jamie walking on the street alone. And then it's just, like, 18 hours earlier. So even just with that stuff, I was like, oh, like, stuff's going to happen.
I know.
But then it all kind of just was like, yeah, all that stuff happened.
Right. I mean, the biggest thing was really the whole basketball situation.
Yeah. And I feel bad for saying this, but, like, I also kind of didn't care about Angie's surgery.
Okay, this is because, like, we've known this baby for, like, 3 episodes.
And even that, like, even just, like, on the sheer, like, human level, let's say babies, I just never felt that there was a sense that the surgery wouldn't be fine.
Right.
It was only just, like, Brooke being worried, but it wasn't, you know, like, right. 'Cause, like, the doctor the whole time, he was like, no, like, we'll do this, we'll do that, and it'll be fine. Like, there was no, like, emergent situation where it was, like,
right.
Oh my god, she's crashing, whatever. It was just, we do this, we're gonna, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So then when it happened, I was like, okay.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And that's how it starts. The only actual, like, emergency thing was, 2000, whatever, when you have answering machines that would, like,
yeah,
play your messages out loud.
Yeah.
Because, like, Brooke and Peyton are sleeping, and they get the call, and they have to, like, rush because it's like, okay, we have to do the surgery right now. Which ends up, like, making complete sense that because it's on a volunteer basis, so it has to be, like, you know, when there's a room available, when all the doctors are available, bam, done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the only, like, emergency situation.
Right.
But, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yes, they get the call. They go to the hospital. There's the thing where, like, Brooke wants Peyton to call Lucas and let him know what's going on. And Peyton's kind of like,
attached to Angie.
Like, I feel like they just didn't give us enough time with this baby to care.
And again, it never in a way where it was like, she needs to have the surgery now. Like, it was like, yeah, we have to do it now because, like, otherwise she'll only have a couple years to live, this and that. But
right.
Again, not in a, like, if she doesn't have it in the next 2 months, she's going to, like, I don't know.
Right.
And I think also, too, it's just coming from that, like, where did Brooke's motherhood desire all of a sudden come from?
Right.
And then getting so attached to this baby and, yeah, like, it all just feels out of, like, it just doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. It just doesn't, it just, I don't know. It's all, yeah, it all feels very forced to me.
Yeah.
And I don't quite buy it.
And that's just it. And, like, shout out to Brooke in this episode. She does some good crying, but like,
right.
Chill out.
Yeah, agreed. Honestly agreed.
But yeah, so, you know. You know.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so Lucas goes to see Skills. Skills is on his laptop.
Yep.
He closes it very quickly.
Yes.
Which is something that you would absolutely miss.
If you didn't know,
what was coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, Luke says he's there because he wants to go over the game plan again, but Skills is like, why are you really here?
Well, yeah, because he's being all like, oh, you know, like, let's just go over the game, Mark.
Yeah, he's being all Lucas-y about it.
Well, that's why then, like, Skills called him out. He's like, no, you're acting like you have other things on your, like,
yeah,
just get to it.
Yeah. but he's upset because he hasn't heard from Lindsay in, like, a week or something. Skills is like, she's probably busy, man.
Yeah. Well, it's just annoying because he's just like, no, I think, like, she's, you know, like, trying to, like, she's ducking me, but, like, she's supposed to be editing my book, like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, but how much could she have to give you every week, depending on how much you're giving to her?
Right.
And, like, I don't fully know how it works, but, like, does she only ever have one book to work on? Or at the very least, she probably also has other meetings and things to do.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, like, no one just has their job and they sit at their desk and do their job. There's always meetings and emails and things. I'm not. So, whatever. Lucas.
Yeah.
I did not know how that was going to go. And honestly,
neither did I.
I laughed so hard. I mean, for a lot of reasons, just timing wise and everything. But I was amazing. I mean, only for Lucas, not all the other stuff that happens, but.
Yes.
But yeah. All Skills cares about is that Millie's making bacon, so.
Yes. So that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Nathan comes into Jamie's room to, like, wake him up and get ready for. I can't even remember what they're supposed to be getting ready for. He's working out or something.
Yeah, because this is the whole, like, he's going to put in the effort, just like Q's going to put in the effort, so he's going to do some kind of, get his workouts and practices in.
Yeah.
Plus, it's game day.
Yes. Anyway, it's so cute because Jamie's, like, asleep in bed, but then as soon as Nathan comes to wake him up, like, Jamie throws the covers off and he's already, like, in his full, like, Ravens get-up and, like, he's ready to go. He just has to get his cape. So he goes and gets his cape.
Yep. Oh, the cape.
I know. Yeah. Oof, I'm not ready for that.
No.
I have, like, successfully not been thinking about it, but anyway.
He's also just really cute because Jamie, I just have to say this because Jamie's so cute.
He really is.
Because he does, like, a knock-knock, or, like, first Nathan does a knock-knock joke, I think, of some, whatever.
Yeah.
And, because when he's pretending to sleep, I think. But then Jamie's like, knock-knock, who's there? And he's like, yeah. And Nathan's like, yahoo. And then he's like, yahoo, there's a Ravens game. And I just laughed so hard.
So cute. He's so cute. Adorable.
Yeah.
We go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
Brooke and the surgeon just talk, basically. Then it's time for the nurse to take Angie, and, like, Brooke hands her over. She's crying.
Yeah. Brooke is crying, not the baby.
Yes, Brooke is crying, not the baby.
And yeah, I don't know, she just, like, she wants to know what his first name is. I think as if somehow that's going to make things better. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Him more trustworthy or something. It's kind of weird.
It is.
Well, I couldn't tell, like, and especially, like, later on.
Yes.
So in all these episodes, like, are they supposed to have, like, the tension?
Okay, so this is what I'm wondering. I'm like, were they testing the waters on, like, a potential relationship here?
Yeah. Because, like, that's... And then, so, like, here...
Those were the vibes I was getting, especially later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12,000. Because, like, when she asked his first name, I was like, oh. And then, yeah, like... Because... And I think that also then plays into the whole, like, weirdness of Angie's surgery, because... Like, it shouldn't be one or, like, it shouldn't be, hey, is this a possible partner? But then also, like, life critical. Like, you know, like,
Yeah.
if it was just, like, a regular doctor visit checkup for a baby, fine. A little flirty flirts, but yeah, I don't know. It was just, I feel like they were trying to figure something out, because maybe they didn't, I don't know.
I know. It's like they just didn't know what to do with Brooke in this season.
Like, at all.
Like, at all.
And that's why I think I kept forgetting how the stuff with, like, Owen and the baby
Yeah.
came about. Because I thought it was more about, like, setting up the store in Tree Hill and, like, new clothes over bros lines and stuff. But then, yeah, it was just all this weird.
It's like they didn't know how to keep her in Tree Hill or something. Like,
Yeah,
I
if
don't
she
know.
wasn't, like, a mom, I guess. I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all very weird.
Yeah.
They just clearly didn't know what to do with her this season.
No. But of course, he doesn't tell her his first name, and he just says, "Don't worry, like, she's in good
Yeah.
hands, blah, blah, blah." Oh, and then I love, because Jamie's on his little scooter, but he's,
Yep.
like, tied to Nathan, so, like, Nathan's
So
pulling him,
cute.
like, dog sled styles.
Yeah. It's really, really cute.
And of course, they get to a hill, and he's like, "Whoa."
Yeah. Well, and at one point too, like Jamie's like asks how he's doing and he's like, "Yeah, I'm good. We're good." And he's like, "Okay, 'cause it feels like we're slowing down."
Hear him too. He's literally like, "Mush, mush."
He's so funny. And then you cut to like them afterwards and find out that Nathan made it almost halfway up the hill. This is cute though. They have like a cute conversation of like, you know, he's like, I just can't do things the way I used to be able to. And then like Jamie's like, yes, you can. Is like, do you need my cape?
Yeah, they're super cute.
Very cute.
Brooke's waiting and
Oh,
being sad, and then
yeah.
Peyton's there. And I guess Peyton's supposed to have some kind of big day. Again, I don't mean to sound snotty about that. It
No, but
is. It's
like,
just like.
it's just that, first of all, there was like no build up to that at all.
There's no mention of it, so, like, I don't even. At
No,
this point, I don't
like,
even know what it is.
right. I was like, what's supposed to be happening? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, they could have just said, you're supposed to be. I don't even know. Like, what?
What
Was she
was the
supposed to be
big day
recording with
part?
Haley or like.
Because isn't it a surprise that
That's
the
what I
other
thought.
person shows up?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Love how
But then
things
Haley
become.
never records, so like.
It really should have just been like, "Hey, I know you're supposed to be at the studio today."
Right.
Because even Peyton's like, no, like, it'll just be a bigger day tomorrow. Like, I'm going to stay here with you." So, of course, I was like, what is Peyton doing?
Yeah, I know. And then
Because
it
I'll say,
was
like,
nothing.
no matter what it was, it did make sense for her to, like, offer to stay with Brooke, because she's a
Right.
good friend. So I was like, oh, okay, and, like, sacrifice. No, not really. Just a Tuesday. But of course,
Yeah,
then
it's
that
weird.
turns into, like, Lucas coming, and
Yeah.
I also laugh because he's like, oh my God, I left my cell phone at home. Oh,
Things no
2008?
one ever does anymore.
No. Oh man. And then I think it's just like Lucas will stay and like Peyton leaves and like whatever.
Lucas and Peyton are awkward.
Of course.
And then, yeah, we get this weird scene where like Peyton's walking down the hallway, and then we cut into the room that she passes,
Yeah.
which is where
Again,
Dan.
weird editing.
Right.
They haven't done one of those, like,
Nope.
and that's a very common, like, TV thing of, like,
Yeah, absolutely.
follow the one person to then cut to the
Yeah.
new somebody else, but, like, that doesn't happen
But
on
they
this
never
show.
do it on this show.
No. Maybe they were distracted by all the HIPAA violations coming.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. So Dan is talking to his doctor, who's telling him like basically what his like symptoms are going to be for the next little while, for the rest of his life. But no, the important thing is that he is number two on the donor list for a new heart.
Which is my first question.
Yeah.
Now, I possibly believe that they would actually tell you your number.
Yes.
Like, maybe possibly. Like, I believe that over everything else that happens.
Agreed.
Because at the very least, because, like, that kind of makes sense. Because then he even says, he's like, I'm going to give you this pager, like, you know, if it comes time, like, we have 6 hours, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that does make sense. Like, once you kind of get higher up there, you totally get a pager. I get it.
Yeah.
Except then, Dan, it's always flipping left and right here. Like, it's always creepy, evil Dan, or, like, feeling sorry for him, Dan. Like, which Dan is supposed to be?
I know.
Because right away, he's like, basically just asks, like, how much money can I pay you?
Right.
To get to number, like, one.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, But then, that's when he flat out says who's number one on the list. Because also, apparently there's multiple people in Tree Hill on the heart transplant list. Which I think, for the most part, is more of like a national registry thing. Like,
well, yes, there's in the trivia for this, it says not only is Dan finding out this information highly illegal, like, it would never happen.
Yeah.
The likeliness of the two top people at the top of this national donor list being in the same city, let alone the same state, is so wildly improbable. Like, yeah.
Because, yeah, like, especially, like, if that's how it was, it would not, because it's always, I mean, again, my medical knowledge comes from television shows.
Right.
Like, but, like, it's always literally, like, them, like, super jet helicoptering in an organ from somewhere. It's not just like, oh, thank God there was a pileup on the highway in our town. Right? Like,
like, no, they are like, yeah.
But then he literally says, it's Reverend Carter.
Yeah.
And then he makes some sort of thing, like, I can't remember if it was the doctor or whoever, how it gets started, but, like, it's some kind of comment about, like, him being a good man.
Yeah.
And then Dan being like, oh, well, it's good to know that, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a miracle worker or a murderer. And the doctor's just like, I don't discriminate, whatever. And it was just, the whole thing was just...
Yeah.
It was, like, bad doctoring, but then also, like, evil Dan chaos. So, like, the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was very weird vibes.
And, like, the doctor even looked like, this is a weird situation. Yeah. Like, it was just so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was just yikers.
Like, at least if Dan had been able to, like, find out who this guy was, like, ahead of him on the donor list through, like, nefarious means. Like,
that's what I thought happened.
Right. Same. Because the doctor just straight up being like, oh, yeah, it's Reverend Carter.
Thank goodness we live in this small town where you know exactly who the one reverend is who's going to need the...
I know. I know.
I just don't know.
Wild.
Yeah. Oh. And then this is where we get the, like...
the confusion.
Because, so, like, Peyton runs into the studio, and it's as if she's late, and Haley's like, no worries. But, like, Haley's looking at this picture of Nathan and Jamie, and, like, oh, thinking about it. But then, like, Mia shows up, and they're all surprised.
Right.
So I was like, was it just surprised,
right? Like, recording? This was a surprise.
Yeah.
So, like, presumably the only thing that was happening that day was Peyton and Haley recording.
Yeah. Which, yes,
because Haley even says, like, oh, I should go by the hospital to see Brooke. And Peyton's like, no, you have to record at least one song.
Yeah.
But then I don't think that happens.
No, it doesn't. Because that's how we end up off the ground and later. You know, yeah, it's, I don't know. Again, I think it was just because Brooke made it out to be some giant thing, where it should have just been like, hey, you're going to work on Tuesday.
Right. Where it should have just been like, I know you're meeting Haley at the studio today.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Whatever.
We go home with Nathan and Jamie.
Yeah.
It's a little thing about... you know, Nathan asking Jamie to throw something out and telling him that Danny Deb is not his maid. He has to clean up after himself. So he goes to throw the water bottle and some other trash that he's left behind.
Yep.
Which is, of course, when he opens the garbage can and finds his card that he made for Grandpa Dan.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Which also then leads to the other thing that I thought was more of a thing and it totally ended up being nothing.
Right? Anyway.
I mean, hey, I guess this is a good episode because there's lots of stuff to talk about.
So, like, then we go back to the studio, and they're just, like, talking to Mia. And there's, like, this whole thing about, like, they're asking if she's dating anybody, and Mia's like, oh, my God, no, I'm so busy. Like, Haley, you know how it is. I can't imagine having time for a relationship. And you can see, like, Haley makes, like, a face.
Yeah.
And then Peyton and Mia go off to do some, like, PSA for Rock the Vote.
Yeah.
Which, again, seems like something that would have had to have been planned further in advance. But anyway.
Well, yeah, because, like, the way Peyton says it, she's like, oh, hey, like, would you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you're just like, I mean, I
can't. And then it happens immediately.
Yeah, convenient that they just had a video camera back then. Whatever. It's just,
like, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I know and agree.
I just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it would have made more sense if, like, oh, you have a big day. Like, they knew Mia was coming back and doing this PSA.
Agreed. And that's why I kept getting confused, because then I was like, oh, that does make sense. And then I was like, wait, but I thought they were surprised.
Right.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You can tell that Haley is basically starting to have second thoughts about this whole music career comeback thing because of Nathan and Jamie, and, like, doesn't want what happened before to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Which is completely understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we know that that's what it is.
Right.
Until, like, later. So it kind of just made me more confused as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because it's just, like, it just kept being, like, her looking at a picture.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. I think just because, like, she doesn't express any of it until later, right? Like,
yeah.
If she had said from the jump, oh, like, you know, Peyton, I'm not sure, like, I'm thinking about this. And then Mia was like, oh, yeah, man, like, I can't imagine, blah, blah, blah. But it was just Haley being quiet, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know.
Then we get to this scene where Nathan walks in on Deb taking her bra off for the webcam. Oh, Nathan, he's so horrified. Well, and then he, like, pretty rightfully asks, like, what if Jamie had walked in? And she's like, yeah. I thought the door was locked. And, well, it's so funny because she tells him she met someone online, and he seems, like, fully scandalized by this, as though that's not just, like, the main way we all date anymore.
He's just like, oh, my God, it's so weird. Like, it's this person. And I'm like, you've never met them before. And she tries to be like, well, you know, like, we're going to meet soon, and blah, blah. And I'm like, the fact that you're even talking to someone online where you live that you then could meet is, like, a big thing now. Like, it's all just online and seven time zones over. And, like, that's the whole vibe right now.
Yeah. Well, and it's so funny, too, because, like, they haven't actually seen one another. Or, like, she says, like, he's seen parts of me. And Nathan's just like, oh, my God. Well, and then she makes some comment about knowing exactly what he's doing when he used to lock himself in the bathroom all the time when he was 12. And he's just like, oh, my God. Like, I'm going to go find Jamie. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was hilarious. Deb is so funny.
I feel like I just, like, all the things that I keep talking about that I forgot. Yeah. Like, because, yeah, so in, like, the first four seasons, she's kind of, and again, I guess it's because she is struggling with, like, her marriage, her addictions, whatever. Like, she's kind of more, I don't want to say mean, but, like, she's harder.
Yeah.
And just, you know, does have a gun and tries to kill people, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, as soon as she comes back here, it's just, like, fun, wild, crazy.
Yeah.
Sober death. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Which is very different than, like, wild, drunk, pill death, I guess. I don't know. It's just so funny. Because she's just like, yeah, obviously, whatever. Zips up her pink, juicy hoodie or whatever.
It was so
I'm assuming it was juicy.
I'm also assuming it was juicy.
It was velour, so, you know.
It was definitely velour. So funny.
Oh, Deb.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is when we go to Jamie walking down the street on his own.
Yeah.
And then this car slows down and it's Haley, and she's like, what are you doing out here on your own? And she's like obviously upset with him, but then he like turns and shows her the card, and she's like,
Yeah.
ah, right, that. But she tells him to get in the car. He gets in. And like you could tell immediately that she goes from being like ready to be like mad at him to being like, okay. Pivot.
Yeah, just that like I this is yep, this was mine.
Like,
I'm
yep, this
yeah.
was my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, then we go back to the hospital. Brooke and Lucas while they're waiting.
Yeah.
And like this was, I know we're supposed to like care about this scene or whatever. But again, because she's all like, I never told her that I love her. And I was like, Angie, the baby you've had for like, listen, I'm not trying to be an asshole here.
No, but the whole no, because let's even if it had been 2 months, which we know it's not, it's been like tops 2 weeks. Even if it was whatever, she's supposed to care about this baby.
Right.
She's never supposed to love this baby.
Right.
Those are different things.
Right.
She's not fostering this baby, she's not adopting
No.
this baby. She is just a hotel
Yeah,
concierge at this point,
basically.
really.
Yes.
And like, if it was anywhere else, like that baby could have just like been in the hospital the whole time. Like,
Right.
you know, it's like one of those like Ronald
Right.
McDonald House things. Like, it's just.
Yeah, like your job is not to love this baby. It's to take care of her while she needs somebody to take care of her because her parents, for whatever
Yeah.
reason, couldn't come with her.
So yeah, it was just. Because, yeah, it was just that, like, I just couldn't.
Yeah, me neither.
I never said it. And I was like, well.
First of all, she's an infant
Yeah,
and
well, yeah.
doesn't, and like, we don't know what country she's come from. Does she even speak English?
Right?
I mean, she doesn't speak at all, is the
But
first
does
point. But
she
like, does she,
somewhat
is the
comprehend, perhaps?
language
Yeah.
generally around her in her place of birth English?
Yeah, like, I don't think so.
Right.
Which also then leads to the whole reason that she's there in the first place. Like,
Right.
yeah.
Anyway. Well, and then this is weird because then Lucas asks what's going on with her and Owen. And I was like, I thought we were done with this storyline. Why are we talking about Owen? Like, how out of the loop are you, Lucas?
Especially because he's been the only one the most in the loop.
Right.
Brooke and Angie, like, stayed at his house. Like, and I feel like they talked about Owen that time too.
Yeah, like, didn't we establish that Owen is gone and never to be seen from again?
And like, yeah, just all of that stuff that I was just like, because
I mean,
earlier,
do you
like, that's
actually think we
what,
see him again? But like,
yeah, maybe. Because that's why Brooke wanted Peyton to call Lucas in the first place today, because he's so attached to Angie that like he would want to
right.
be there. So like, he knows exactly where Brooke is at. More than
Right.
at this point, he should know more than anyone, like even more than Peyton.
Right.
But really, it was clearly just like a lead up to then her ask about Lindsay.
Right. Which, like, couldn't they have just had
Her ask
Brooke
about
ask about
Lindsay?
Lindsay?
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
I know.
Anyway.
And of course, he's like, don't worry, it's okay, I'll stay. And she's like, you have the game. She's like, I got time, I'll go get us coffee, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The one thing, and like, and of course, she's like, don't worry, like, Lindsay will reach out. Oh, she's gonna.
Oh, she will.
The one thing I noticed in this episode, everyone looks so much more their ages, like, in real life ages. Because again,
Right.
like if they were meant to be 28, I would buy all of this.
Right.
But I'm just like those
Right.
moments where I'm like, you guys are supposed to be 22. Right? Because I just feel like even especially, I mean, it's harder with guys maybe, but I feel just like with the girls, like the way they're doing their hair, like it's just
Yeah.
more, it's not that the cuts are like more grown up, but it's just their hair is so done. That like, you know, Maya, I don't know, they all just looked really old in this episode to me.
Yeah, I
Except for
agree with
babyface
you.
Nathan, because
Because
he's the
he's
only one
the
who is a
only one
kid.
who's actually a baby.
Yeah.
Like at this point, would he have been the age he's supposed to be portraying?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Well, it's just funny because, like, later they're talking with Mia about how she's 18, as
Oh
if
my God,
Peyton is
I couldn't.
so much older than
Right,
her.
right.
I'm like, depending on what side of 18 she is, and depending on what side of 21, 22 Brooke is, Peyton is, they're not that far apart. Like,
Nope. In like quite sincerely,
yeah.
I'm lumping those two ages together in my brain.
Yeah. Any age that you can be where you do an entire, like, building of school's worth, you know? So whether it's elementary
Yeah.
or junior high or high school, university, that's one age.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah, I just felt that that was just like, it just like stopped me, especially with that scene with Brooke and Lucas. I was just like, oh. They look. Yeah, it was like they did their hair and makeup like too adult or grown up or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, this next scene made me laugh because at some point when the drama queens on their podcast, when they were on this episode, I guess in real life, like Bethany Joy was getting like such motion sickness.
I thought about that when I was watching the scene. I was like, how long did they have to do this? And did they feel horribly nauseous afterwards?
Yeah, like it was, I think she got like, because yeah, so she was like holding on to it like so hard because,
Oh my
or
God.
initially I think, what was she, I can't remember exactly what she said. I should have found the video after I watched it. But I think maybe like, because you know when you're on one of those like weird merry-go-round, like
Yeah, it's like a
tilty, whatever.
merry-go-round thing. Yeah.
But like, I think initially like she had her feet off and was the one, I can't remember, it was one or the other, either her feet were off and she was the one controlling it. And that was making her dizzy, or then she wasn't controlling it, and she's so like, then they
Oh,
switched,
okay.
like, whatever they needed to switch to, like, help her. But yeah, she was like, it's this, like, beautiful scene with her and Jamie,
It's so cute,
but
but
she
yeah,
was like, Barf
I was thinking that because yeah, there's no way they got that all done in one take, especially not they're filming with a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks dizzying. But yes, it is a really cute scene between them because like and like she's just like I was like, man, she's such a good mom, like
Yeah.
because you know she's just trying to explain why she did what she did and say like, you know, Grandpa Dan like is a bad person and I was just trying to protect you.
Yeah.
And then Jamie's so cute, he's like, I just wanted him to know he still had a friend because everyone should have a friend.
Yeah.
And then says that she shouldn't lie to him and she's like, you're right, like I'm sorry, I promise I'll explain things better from now on. And I was
Yeah.
just like, oh, like I just love that she acknowledges that she screwed up and like was actually like, I'm gonna do better.
Well, yeah, just like,
Yeah.
and also not in a way where it was still like, you were wrong, Jamie, or this was like,
Right.
you can't be friends with Grandpa Dan. It was just
Yeah.
the like, we're gonna talk about this more, we're gonna figure it out. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, there was a lot of ways where it could have gone bad, but she was just like, I understand, I get it. Like,
Yeah, it was
yeah.
good.
Oh, this is the scene. Like, I just don't know what's supposed to be happening. Brooke's crying in the waiting room. Dr. Copeland comes out. Done, great. Angie's stable. Good times. And like, I don't know, it seemed like there was supposed to be something there.
Yeah, I know.
But then like Lucas comes in from behind him. Like again, and it was
Yeah.
even then like, ooh, the two men in the frame. And like that's when like Brooke tells Lucas that she was fine. He comes over and gives us hug, and then the way the doctor like leaves, it was kind of that like, oh, well, I guess I can't profess my love for her now. I'll walk away. Like it
Right?
was so.
Right? It was all very odd. Yeah, I know. It was strange.
Just weird, weird times.
Yeah. Very, very weird times.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Mia does her recording, her PSA for the Rock the Vote
Yeah.
thing, which I was like, was that the Obama election?
It must have been.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because this we're st are we still in 2000? We have to be still in 2008, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, this was yeah, so this would have been May of 2008. So that would have been the 2000, like the November of 2008,
Right.
which would have been Obama's
Yep.
first. Yeah. Man, that was a long time ago.
Right? So much has happened since then. My. But anyway, so she does that, and then there's this hilarious little bit about, I mean, like, it's not hilarious, like, she's getting her into, I guess, like a some kind of concert series, or like, not a concert series, but
The
this
Starburst
thing at
Thursday
Dick's.
concert series.
Yeah. Oh, it was a
Because
concert series.
they
Okay.
kept saying it. It's the Starburst Thursday concert
This was
series.
what was funny. I was like, this Starburst spot is hilarious, because not only do we say this about the start, like, call it the Starburst Thursday concert series at Six Flags,
Yes, at Six Flags.
but then Mia's like, oh yeah, I love Starburst. But then they have this whole scene where she's like, what color do you want? What color do you want? Oh, I'm gonna go for this one. And I was like, this is Starburst ad, but okay, cool. It was really funny. That's the only point of that scene.
Yes. It literally
I
had
mean,
nothing to
yeah.
do with other than paying some bills.
Then Peyton gets a phone call from Millie to rush over to the store. Because when she gets there, apparently Millie had said that Haley was looking depressed and then went up to the roof. Because, okay, because again, because this store looks so different, I keep forgetting it's Karen's Cafe.
Well, because it's clearly not.
Well, yes.
And because again, like, I swear on everything that Karen's was more of a corner and this does not give corner
I
whatsoever.
also thought it was a corner.
And then, even again, like, we saw so much of the rooftop at Karen's.
Yeah.
And, like, this is different. Like, did something happen to the old set? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, I know they took down the like the mini putt situation,
Yeah, but it's still.
but there's like nothing up
I
there
don't, yeah,
now.
like it just didn't feel like the
Yeah.
same rooftop.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe just because they actually had to do the like over the side shots, maybe this was a real rooftop
Oh,
versus the
maybe, yeah.
set.
Right.
But I mean, speaking of editing, they could have just edited it better, but
I
whatever.
mean, right. But anyway, this is where we find out. I mean, she tells Peyton everything that happened with Jamie, but this is where we find out that she's worried about being able to, like, not being able to split her time between her family and her class. Because, right, Haley's also a teacher. She
That
is
we've
also doing
completely
that.
forgot about.
Completely forgotten about, because when is the last time we saw her do anything teacher related? And wouldn't that take up most of your time if you also have family?
Yeah, with your
Anyway.
literal 40-hour-a-week full-time job.
Right. But anyway, she's going to record this in her spare time. But like, Peyton's really nice about it, because she's like, you'll do it differently this time. And she's like, and I'll be here to help you this time. So like, it's going to be different. And this is when Haley tells her about how they used to take water balloons when they were younger and like throw them on people as they were passing by, just to like, if they were in a bad mood, it made them feel better.
Yeah. And they would just like, look for like people being mean on the
Yeah.
street or whatever.
Yeah. So Haley has this one water balloon.
Yeah.
And then they see Dan down on the street. And Peyton's like, okay. They're like trying to like reason with themselves. And then Peyton's like, and grabs it and like tosses it down, where it nearly hits Dan. And it's really funny because they keep having to like duck out of sight so he can't see them. Yep. Well, and then so this is funny. So we go to the station. It's not funny, I mean, but like it was, I thought it was odd in the moment.
Yes.
So Mel's at the station at work, and his boss, I guess, is who that is, wants him to get a story on the Ravens game. Because he's like, this is happening. Like, do you want to go do this? And Mel's like, yeah, obviously, of course. And he says something about like, we're giving you a chance here. Like, don't let us down.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? It's like, what's happening here? Makes sense later. But I, like, afterwards, I was like, ah, that's why that happened. But
Yeah.
it was so strange in the moment that I was like, all right, I sure. Anyway, so that's happening. And then we go to the Ravens game. Woo!
Yay.
I don't know. Haley sees Dan there and like gives him a look, and then Dan like backs up into the bleachers so she can't see him anymore. It's really
Yeah.
funny. Anyway, this is their first game where they're trying this new strategy with
Yeah. Quinn is a point guard shooting threes, yeah.
Yeah. Which seems to be going quite well.
Yes, despite the other coach trash talking Lucas
yes.
all the time.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, it's going well. Bruins are scoring.
Yeah.
Running the other team ragged. It's great.
Yeah.
Halftime.
Jamie's also in a little coaching suit.
So cute. He's in a little coaching suit, and then when they're in the locker room at halftime, he's like handing out towels yeah. and like telling them all they're doing a good job. It's so adorable. I was like, this child is too much for me.
Well, because like I feel like the other times we've seen him at the games and stuff, he was in like his like
yeah, his Ravens uniform,
uniform. Yeah, and again, like, also looking like cute player, because it's oh, yeah. too big. But then him coming in, because like I like get it, but yeah, like it's such a funny thing in like I don't know if I assume. On the other side of things they do as well. But, like, in so many male sports, like... And, again, even in high school, like, that's the thing. Like, yeah, like, you show up just like you would... Or, I mean, I guess, like, NBA players kind of dress a little jazzy. But, like, you know, say for hockey, like, NHL, like, they have to come in a suit every like, mm-hmm. every single game. And, like... But, like, how they do that in high school, too. Like, it's so
yeah.
crazy. I mean, it's, like, you know, probably one of those, like... teaching blah 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 whatever oh, things yeah, but then yeah. yeah just to like see him in his little suit I just
it's
couldn't
so cute yeah but this is when so Lucas is in the office again with all the like it's always dark in there like does he not turn the lights on anyway
no
he needs to brood
yes I know it's always so light and bright when Whitey was in there
I know
and now it's just dark and dank all the time when it's Lucas
which, you know,
fair.
He gets a call from Lindsay. And he's all like, oh, I'm so glad you call. I missed you. Blah, 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 blah. And then she obviously says something that we don't hear. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh. And that's all we get. And you're like, oh, that was bad.
And in my head, I thought it was like, you know, we're not going ahead with your book or like something...
Yeah.
Book work related.
Yeah. yeah, right. Or like, I'm no longer going to be the editor on your book. I'm passing it off to somebody else.
Yeah, which
yeah
makes sense.
Yes.
That's not what happens.
No, it's not. But before we find out what happened,
yeah.
We get to see Lucas lose his absolute shit.
Like, so hard.
Oh, my God. So, like, we go back to playing. Quinton is tired.
And, like, how did they not... Like, what it...
Right. Has he played the entire game?
And, like, the whole plan of, like, okay, he's going to be the point guard, going to get the ball to everybody, like, that makes sense. However, he's not Steph Curry in, like, the NBA Finals final game. Like, game 7. Who has to play, like, 48 minutes. This is high school basketball. He has a broken hand, basically.
Yes. He's injured.
He's not...
playing with his opposite hand.
Yeah.
Like... anyway. He basically tells him to, like... Lucas is, like, yelling at him.
Oh, yeah.
They have, like, a little huddle with the team, and he basically tells them to suck it up.
Nothing is easy.
Yeah. And then someone says to say Ravens on 3, and he's like, no, Bear Creek sucks, which is the other team. And you can see Skills and Nathan, like, exchange this look. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Anyway, because the other team hasn't been able to, like, get ahead.
Yeah.
They decide, and because they obviously are aware that Q is kind of the linchpin in this entire
mm-hmm.
situation, their strategy is now going to be to foul him whenever he has the ball.
And which makes complete sense, because they're like, yeah. oh, he'll never be able to make free throws with his left right. hand, except that we know
he absolutely
he's can. Been practicing that.
Yes.
So of course he does that. Yes. And then they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Plan B.
Take out his other wrist. yeah. So this player goes fully after him.
Yeah.
Starts getting into it with the ref for making a bad call.
Yeah.
Then ends up, like, grabbing the player that hit Quentin.
Oh my god, Lucas.
It's so bad. And then like a full-on brawl
Yeah.
starts. Like he just starts a whole brawl. It's bad. It's real bad. It's like, wow, way to have zero control over your temper. Like, even Nathan's not this bad. You're never allowed to say anything to Nathan ever again.
And just like,
Because this wasn't even anything that was done personally to Lucas.
no. And I thought he was gonna like grab the coach,
Right.
a little, you know, adult on adult.
Right.
But again, also because they seem older than they are,
Right.
when you're like, oh, okay, it would make sense if Lucas is 22 and this kid's like 17 or 18, they're kind of the same, they're immature,
Age.
whatever.
Right.
But like, he's supposed to be a grown up and he looks like
He's
a grown up
right. He's
and
supposed to
he
be the
feels
head
like a
coach and
grown
he just
up.
grabbed this high school kid.
So like, you are an adult
Yeah.
assaulting a child,
Yeah.
essentially. Like, on
Yes.
paper,
Oh, no,
like that's what the police report would
that's
say.
correct.
And you're
That
just
is
like, oh my
correct.
God, Lucas.
Yeah.
Wow. Just
Yep.
wow.
Yep. So after all this insanity has gone down, we go to the locker room with just Nathan and Lucas there. And this is where we find out that Lindsay told Lucas that she is seeing somebody else. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, first of all, this is insane on so many levels. Like, hilarious that she decided to call him up and like let him know this. Surely she has
Specifically tell him.
someone when he has games. But also like I would not go near that girl to date her for such a long time. That a girl is rebounding.
Well, and just again, okay, so the wedding happened. We know that Lucas ran away on the boat for 4 weeks. So they've been back for like 2, 3, three maybe. I'll give them 3, because then Brooks had the baby for 3 weeks, so of course she's in love with her, whatever. So again, it's not even 2 months. Even if I was just Lindsay, wouldn't you maybe need a little bit more time?
Right.
And I get the whole like, you know what, like bang one out literally, like,
Right.
you know,
No,
jump
for
on the
real. Definitely.
whatever. But at
Absolutely.
the same time, if you
Straight up,
were,
if I went on a date with somebody and they were like, yeah, I was engaged 2 months ago, I'd be like, oh no. No. No,
no.
no.
Yeah.
We're not doing this right now.
And like, exactly, right? Like, if it was just a like,
It just been dating? Fine, whatever.
but, or even just a like, you know, wham bam, thank you, I needed to get a little release there or
For sure.
something.
Absolutely.
But to the extent that you are going to
Yeah.
call said ex-fiance that you
She's
ran
still
out
editing
on,
his book.
that you're working with, to then now be like in an actual relationship that's relationshipy enough that you need to tell him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, like, Nathan's like, dude, like, you can't wait. Like, you need to move on. Like, I
Right.
know it sucks and whatever. But of course, Lucas is just like, she's supposed to come
She's
back to
supposed to come
me.
back to me.
Get out of here.
Right? God, he's annoying.
Yeah.
This is when, so then Lucas leaves. Mouth like around the corner in the locker room, and he's got his camera. And
Yeah.
like he and Nathan exchange a look, and this is when I was like, ah, I know what's gonna happen here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get this scene at the hospital that I don't understand the purpose of. Because Lucas comes by, and Brooke's like, oh, did you guys win? And he's like, I don't know. And Brooke's like, okay, it's weird. But like, she is more concerned with baby Angie, so she like gives him an update.
Yep.
And then she's kind of like, what do you mean you don't know if you won? Like, or like, does he tell her that Lindsay called first? I
But
think he
all he
does.
says is, Lindsay called.
Yes.
And she's like, see, like, I knew she would call.
Yeah. He doesn't give her any more information.
No.
Except to cryptically when she says, so like, why don't you know if you won? He's just like, I don't know, but I know that I lost.
Oh,
And I was
yeah.
like, oh my
I
God.
don't know if the team won,
Yeah.
but I know that I lost.
Yeah.
And I, out of all of the things, especially now that we're talking about that again, out of all the other times that I've wanted to smack him, this might be the one.
That's fair.
And again, I think the only reason that I can really think of this scene is, number one, okay, fine, like, babies, okay. And the whole, like, you know, they needed Lucas to be able to talk to somebody that wasn't Nathan to, like, mm-hmm. express how broody he is or whatever. But again, I think it's that, like, I think, or at least I felt like I was supposed to feel that Lucas is now thinking that Brooke is an option.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's also weird.
Because that's been the whole, this whole setup, and I'm sure that's where it's going to go in the next episode. Ugh. Is Lucas going to go after Lindsay, Peyton, or Brooke? I'm sure that's what's going to happen. Because there's been too much Brooke and Lucas in the last few episodes.
Yeah, this is true.
And again, because it's not, they're not doing it in that way where, like, Lucas and Haley are friends. It's always that, like, stay over and I'll cuddle with you. Or, like, here, I'm going to be with you during this important thing. Or, like, same thing, right? Like, why did he go to Brooke? Like, why didn't he go find Haley? Why didn't he just go home? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point.
I think, I just felt like, right? Because when she's like, oh, like, he's like, yeah, Lindsay called. And she was like, see, I told you. Like, she was too excited that Lindsay called, thinking it was a good thing. Mm-hmm. And then he was kind of like, oh, you know, I don't know. It was all just dumb, and I didn't like any of it, and it was stupid.
That's fair.
That's my final thought on that whole thing.
Valid.
All I wrote down was barf.
Valid.
The amount of times on this show that I've had to use capital letters write barf.
Right?
I don't know if I did that ever during the OC.
Me maybe. Either.
Perhaps. I'd have to double check. I might have recycled that notebook. I feel like it is going to happen on Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, almost 100% guaranteed it's going to happen on Dawson's Creek.
But, like, it happens a lot in the show.
Oh, and I don't think it's quite the same on Dawson's Creek. I think we're going to be surprised.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we go to Mia and Peyton.
Yeah.
Mia asks her what's going on with Lucas. I don't even remember what Peyton says. She doesn't know or something. It's all wishy-washy. Yep. Whatever. Mia's like, oh, you should just, like, get him drunk. That's when they tell the truth. Which, like, foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. And this is when Peyton makes a comment of, like, says the 18-year-old. And I was like, you are 22. You're 22.
You have been able to drink for less than 365 days.
Correct. What's happening?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Cut to Lucas at the bar at Trick. Yep. Promptly getting drunk.
Yes.
He gets a call. We don't see who it is. He ignores it. We find out that it's Haley because we go immediately to the school.
Yeah.
Where Haley's talking to Jamie. And Jamie's like, why was Uncle Lucas so mad? We won. So we find out they did, in fact, win the game.
Yes.
I don't even remember what exactly she says to him here. I just was so distracted by the fact that she called him Jim Bob because I thought it was so cute.
Because it's usually, like, Jimmy Jam or something.
Yeah. Oh, so good. But this, they see Dan in the hallway. Yeah. And Haley still has the card on her that Jamie made.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, why don't you go give this to him?
Yeah.
So, he does.
And they have a hug, and Dan's like, you're my best friend.
Because he's your only friend, Dan.
Well, and that's what then I had this moment of, like, and I, obviously I get it because it's, like, it's about the kids, the young people. But, like, I was like, oh, wait, we've never seen Dan, like, have a friend or mention
that's
a friend.
That's a good point, actually.
Or, like, you know, I'm going to go have some brews with the guys or, like, oh, well,
that's
like, whatever. It's just.
Excellent, excellent point. Because even.
There's never.
At least, like, at least Deb and Karen are friends with each other.
Yeah, and it kind of seemed that, like, you know, maybe Karen kind of knew, like, other entrepreneur, mm-hmm. like, small business people in the town, and, like, some of the other moms, even though, like, the moms didn't like them, and, like, maybe they're not friends. And, like, Deb, I think, maybe was, you know, friends with some of, like, the meaner moms and stuff, but, mm-hmm. like, there's no mention of, like, oh, you know, Tom from blah, 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 or, like,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, yeah, no, it's because Dan literally has no friends.
Yeah.
There's no one.
Yeah.
Which again, and then in that moment, you're like, oh, it's so sweet, him and Jamie. But I'm like, yeah, but you were just trying to like bribe your doc. And I was like,
Right.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about Dan, because I thought it was like
I'm
straight
never sure if
redemption
I'm
tour, but
supposed
it is not.
right. He's such a strange character, and it's like, I don't know. I never know what to do with him, to be honest.
Yeah. Does he always just like from here on out, is it just this flipping between like
I think it might be.
evil slash redemption slash evil slash like,
I think
I
it
mean,
might
who
be.
knows? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, after Jamie goes to find Nathan, like Dan thanks Haley, and she's straight up like, that wasn't for you, that was for Jamie. Like,
Well, yeah, and he kind of
it's
just
not
has
about you, Dan.
that moment of like, right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and you're like,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is when we go to back to the station with Mouth. And his boss wants to know. He's like so excited about the story. He's like, did you grab any footage of like him of the coach grabbing that other player? And Mouth's like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't get it. And then there's some other guy there who's like, I told you he wasn't ready. And I was like, ugh, Mouth absolutely got that footage.
For sure.
But yeah,
Especially like.
as soon as I saw him in the locker room, I was like, I understand exactly what's happening here. His Mouth has that story. He has the footage to run it, but he's not going to do it.
And it's so funny because, like, I get why, like, the producers are mad, but
Yeah.
also, you never would have expected that to happen. So, like,
Right.
it was like in the middle of the game. Like, he could have been shooting, like, a player going from some
Yeah.
crazy layup, and if it was happening to his the other side,
Yeah.
like, it was just so the, like, as if he was just standing around, like, burr, 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 you know, like,
Right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's definitely what's gonna happen.
We get a little Peyton and Mia at the studio. I mean, I had questions about this too. Like, Mia's just gonna record on her own?
It's so weird because, yeah, she's like, do you want me to stay? And she's like, no, like, I'll just record my cover song. Which I'm
Doesn't
like,
someone need to be in the sound booth to make sure it sounds?
and like, press some of the buttons?
The...
And just like, and did they say, like, was the cover song for something?
I
Like, is
don't
it.
know.
Because she just
Like,
like
was this
so
planned?
specific.
I thought Mia was showed up as a surprise.
Know. And it was just so weird because it was just so specifically like, this is a cover song. And you're like, okay, yeah, because obviously, like, she starts singing Hallelujah later. So, like, yeah, we would have figured that out on our own. Thanks.
Right? You didn't need to tell us that
We've
was a
heard that
cover.
before. But then they go into this, like, Peyton's like, you know, I just want to let you know, like, I'm so proud of you. And she's like, then she, you know, Mia's like, thank you for my life. And she's like, no, like, you were always going to be great. Like, it was just,
Yeah.
again, like so many things in this season, on paper, wonder, like, great. Like, yeah, having this, like,
Right.
motivational, like, amazing talk between, you know, these two. But then I was just like, but why? What does this have to do with anything?
Right.
Is because shortly into the next season, Peyton has nothing to do with this ever again? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because everything that I remember has nothing to do with
Yeah.
Red Bedroom Records. Whatever.
Anyway, as Peyton is leaving,
Yeah.
she sees, obviously she's to go through trick.
Yeah.
So she sees Lucas fully passed out at the bar, and I'm like, whoever was serving him should have cut him off earlier than
Yes.
that. Someone's about to get fired. So she like wakes him up. Like he's passed out on the bar. She wakes him up and like is obviously going to take him home. Haley comes by the studio and her and Mia talk. Because Mia's like, why are you there so late? It's like, good question. And then we get this whole thing about like Haley's like, oh, I'm so proud of you, but also like I'm kind of jealous. And Mia's like, oh my God, no, I'm jealous of you. And they do this whole back and forth thing. And I was like, okay, sure.
I 100% didn't realize that there was even an interaction during that scene. I clearly just like
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
all I had written down was that like Haley's looking at the pictures again.
I mean, she is. Like, we see that picture of Nathan and Jamie again.
There we go.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I guess it's supposed to kind of be that like the grass is always greener, and like, I want what you have, so like, you can have it all, blah blah.
Yes.
And that's just it. Like, Haley's at a point where, yeah, if she wants to make music, like, just like, make music for you, like, for yourself. Like, you don't have to tour. If you're on Peyton's right. record label, that means you're not on some giant money-grabbing label where they force you out on the things. You're literally with Peyton. You can record it and then go teach homeroom. Like,
right.
There's no rules.
Right.
So, yeah. But then...
then. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was like, what happens next? I got lost in my notes. So Deb shows up at Trick, ready to meet her date.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like looking for the rose. And she's like, oh, yeah, got it here. So she goes and she sees this guy. And he turns and it is Skills. And Deb is like, oh, shit. Skills is like, oh, damn.
I know, it's so funny because she's like, oh my god, like, you said you were older, and he was like, and you said you were younger, but like, he's so like into it.
He's so into it. It's so funny because Deb is like, this cannot happen. Like, nothing is happening here. So obviously they go home together.
Yeah. Well, because she's like, oh my god, like, I showed you, yep. you know, and he's like, oh yeah, you showed me. Like,
oh yeah, you did.
But yeah, then I guess are they at his apartment?
I think so, yeah.
Apartment? Yeah.
I think they are. Yeah.
And they decide, well, one night's okay. One night's okay.
Yeah. God.
I also don't remember, like, how that plays out.
I know it.
I remember parts that happen. I don't remember how it ends or
yeah, same.
Goes on or what the resolution to it is.
Same. Yeah. Precisely. Yep. Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, Mia starts singing Hallelujah. Yes,
right.
And then this is where we see Mouth does have the footage.
Yes.
He deletes it, or he at least takes the memory card out or something.
No.
He
pulls the little cassette tape out and fully pulls the tape out of it.
In like my head, I was like, oh, it's a USB stick. No, you're right. Nope. Yeah, it was
It's a cassette. It's a tiny little... Yeah. Well, yeah. And he actually physically pulls the tape out.
To be fair, back then and even earlier than then, digital video still was recorded onto a tape like that.
Yeah.
So, like, for anyone getting confused, that was still a thing. Even though it was digital, it was still onto it.
I did not question this at all. I just...
No, yeah, no, I don't. For the people who don't understand.
Throw back. Just fully pulling the tape out of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, the footage is now gone.
Yes, correct.
Haley and Jamie are being cute or something, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Haley gets home. That's all I have is that Haley gets home.
Yeah, and they just kind of like, I think they have a hug
moment. They have
a
cute little fam jam.
Yeah, like not even necessarily like in a talking way. I think it's just more like she gets home and like he hugs her and they're like, oh, yeah. Yay, and whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is when we get another scene with Brooke and the surgeon.
Yes.
While Brooke's like... staying up
to
wait for Angie to wake up, and the surgeon's like, you should get some sleep, and she's like, no, I want to be there when her eyes open. Also, we didn't talk about how clearly fake this baby is.
From I was like, you couldn't even get real baby Angie just to like lay on a table for like 10 seconds.
Like, I get it because she has an oxygen mask on,
yeah,
and they obviously didn't want to do that to like a real infant.
It was more so that it, like, wasn't even remotely the same size.
Right.
Or it didn't look remotely shade.
Like her at all.
Like, it looked like a newborn.
Yes.
Caucasian baby with no hair, even though it had a little hat on.
It was really
whereas,
weird.
Whereas, like...
Like, they didn't even try to make that baby look like Angie.
No, because, like, I think she had, like, a little tiny earring, and, like, she has a lot of hair for, I don't know, she's, like, what, 6 months old? 6 months, we'll say?
I literally don't know.
Yeah, it was just, like, at the very least, if that's what you're going to do, don't show so many, like, straight close-ups of it.
Right.
Like, you could have just had us, like, Brooke, you know, with her hand kind of in the crib thing, and us being like, okay, yeah, the baby's there.
Right.
Whatever.
It was strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is where they have this kind of interaction where I was like, are they setting these two up?
I know, right? Like, because then he
Because
says,
he's all, yeah.
Oh, I can't.
He's all like, oh, you know, like, when she's older, she's going to remember that you did this for her and, like, thank Brooke Davis and blah, blah, blah. And then
Yeah,
this
you know,
is
like
when
when she
he,
graduates high
yeah.
school and like all these big things, and you're like,
Yeah.
what?
I know, it was weird. And then he's like, this is when he tells her his name, finally. It's
Yeah.
Ethan. Although
And
the
yeah, like.
subtitles told me before he did.
But like, so yeah, like, do they just not like. And it would make sense, like, if he's a doctor in Tree Hill, like, even after Angie goes back, like, Brooke and him could. They could. And it would make, like, I feel like I was almost excited because it was like, okay, this is outside of the, like, incestuous group.
Right.
New characters, that makes sense. Makes way more sense than Owen because Brooke, you know, Owen was too, like, old Brooke, like, party fun. Whereas this is like, oh, okay, you want to be, like, a grown up now and, like, your quote unquote accelerated lifestyle and
Right.
be a mom. Like, he makes sense. But then, like, I'm guessing we just never see him again.
I'm also guessing that.
Right.
It says he's in 3 episodes, but I'm assuming it's the next one and then he's gone. Or have we already seen him 3 times?
We've definitely seen him once.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess 3 times would make sense if, like,
Right. She's bringing Angie home from the hospital.
yeah, and the,
Yeah.
like, okay, you're gonna, like, I'm sending her back home now kind of a
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I wonder if, yeah, I just wonder if that was, like, meant to be something or if they were, like, because, like, Brooke, from this season onward, like, and in all of the season, like, she's with outside the group people.
Yes.
So, yeah, like, I wonder why he was, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Then we get this scene with Dan in the Reverend's hospital room.
Oh, I miss this.
Oh my God, did you? It's so like threatening. Because the nurse comes in and is like, "Oh, like what are you doing here? Like are you family or something?" And Dan says something stupid like, no, but he's number one on my list. You're like, that's so...
I know.
what? And the nurse just like lets him be there, even though it's clearly after hours. Visiting hours should be over. She should
Yeah.
tell us. And like, the reverend's like either sleeping or just generally unconscious. Like, I don't know. It's like, this is so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we get this final scene.
Yeah.
So, like, Peyton has gotten Lucas into bed. She's somehow gotten his shirt off. I would have just dumped that boy on top of the covers.
I mean, fair.
Anyway, she's obviously just feeling bad because she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't want this for you. And she, like, you know, brushes his hair back and kisses the side of his head. And just before she's leaving, he, like, comes to and looks at her and tells her that he hates her and wishes she never came back. Because she ruined his life.
Which is so like.
Like, Lucas, you are responsible for 99.9% of what has happened to you.
Even as like a like drunk passed out moment, this was still like too much, too far, too ridiculous. Like,
Yeah, agreed.
no, Lucas,
Yeah.
no.
Hundo.
Because yeah, it was just so like, I hate you. I wish you never came back. You ruined my life. Well, you ruined hers first, bitch.
Right?
In LA. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Oh.
Anyway.
And so, like, I don't even know where we go from this.
Me neither.
The only thing that, like, I'm guessing for sure happens in the season finale is, like, baby Angie goes home. Dan probably, at least attempts to do something to the Reverend.
Yep.
Which I feel like in the scheme of not even just karma, but just general religiousness is probably not a good idea.
Right?
You know, like, I don't really care about church and stuff, but I'm not going to, like, go in a church and, like, cuss my face off. You know, like,
yeah.
Respectful.
Yeah. You're not going to, like, kill a reverend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And, like, other than that.
Yeah.
Literally, what even is going to happen?
Don't know.
We know that it's only, like, partway through the school year. It's not like the team's, like, getting to the finals or something.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is anything basketball, like, Nathan and Haley are fine. Haley's maybe going to record something. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, truly no
idea. I don't even understand how we could have, like, a wild, like, even if it's not cliffhanger,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like part of it might be. But even if it wasn't, what kind of exciting stuff is going to happen in the season finale?
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, who did you have as most annoying?
Lucas.
Yep, because it was, even if he was, like, broody and mean, whatever, to, like, say, like, Nathan and Skills, but just the fact that he took it out on the team, and then also, like, obviously, like, attack that other kid, but just, like, to take it out on the team like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Is too far. Again, yeah. That's a Dan thing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely a Dan Scott thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. Like,
so, yeah.
Yeah. And then I also just thought that moment with Brooke in the hospital was so annoying. Like, he was just being so deliberately, I don't know.
Well, and again, he's the one who should know. In that moment, she's having this, like, wildly stressful time.
Yeah.
So why are you trying to get her to, like...
Yeah, like, why are you there?
Like, if you want to be...
If you weren't even going to tell her what happened, why are you there?
Yeah, like, if you want to be a dick to someone, like, do it to Haley. She's your best friend, kind of, you know, sister-in-law, like, whatever, she'll forgive you. Do it to Peyton, because, as we learned, you hate her. But it makes zero sense to go and kind of be cryptic weird with Brooke.
Because the crypticness with her was just so annoying.
When she's... I mean... to be fair, for reasons we don't understand, but for her and her perception of the situation is very stressful,
mm-hmm.
and you have to recognize that and respect it. So for her, like, this is not the time for that.
No.
Whether he was being really nice or really mean or really weird or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just not the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, agreed. Was there anybody new? I don't think so, because we've definitely seen, like, the doctor and, like, the guys at the station before, and, like, who cares? What did you have as, like, the most year 22 moment?
It was every time Peyton had to point out that Mia was 18.
Excellent, excellent call. Especially after, like, even just the fact that the tour was Starburst, Candy, and Six Flags, which is, like, an all-ages situation.
Yeah.
Even just that, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Excellent, excellent call.
Yeah.
I will fully support that. what did you have as the song of the episode?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, like, I felt like I noticed every single time there was music.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I looked it all up, I was like, okay.
Yeah, there was one that was, like, Gnarls Barkley, but, like, not the Gnarls
Barkley song. Right, but not the Gnarls Barkley song.
And... I mean, you know, there's one song called Heart Attack, and I thought that was funny because it was kind of about Lucas, and I was like, okay. But again, like, not...
Right.
Yeah. And it just doesn't make sense, like...
I also just, like, can't give it to this Hallelujah cover.
Because it's not good.
Right. Because, A, people have done it better.
So much better.
And also, everyone and their mother was just covering Hallelujah at this time, so, like, I can't.
Unless it was
unless it's the
weird
choice. Which one? The one that's in the OC.
Oh, that's the one.
Right. If it's not the Leonard Cohen original, that's the one.
Is it Jeff Buckley? No.
Yes, it's Jeff Buckley. Yeah. Yes, like, it's Jeff Buckley. Yes, thank you. I couldn't remember his name.
Why
for some
were
reason.
You even giving it to this 18-year-old girl? Like, come on. Like, get out of here. You like the Like, did the WB just have, like, extra rights to that song or something?
I don't know.
But yeah, I didn't agree. I just didn't even want to give it to that simply because it's not good.
Right.
Yeah, so. Same. If anything, I'll give it to Gnarls Barkley just because it made me remember.
Gnarls Barkley?
Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, kind of, right? Like, anyway.
Yeah. What did you have as the quote of the episode?
I ended up going with when Jamie says to Haley, I mean, this is not about Dan. This is just about Jamie being, like, the cutest boy. Yeah. But when he says, I just wanted him to know he still had a friend, everyone should have a friend. Just because I was like, this is, like, just the, it's coming from such a, like, pure, innocent place for Jamie, and it's just, like, so sweet.
Well, and even for, like, a five-year-old, absolutely they would understand and comprehend having friends, but in that way of, like, so non-bully, like, kids on the playground, everyone should have a friend. Like, it's...
And him realizing that Dan doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, that he has no one.
Because all he's heard is his parents say that he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And again, not explaining why, because, you know, well, murders. Yeah. But, like, just everyone being like, no. So, yeah, that was really sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you have? I purely went based on physical words.
Mm-hmm.
What an actual good quote was. So, unfortunately, perhaps a first.
Oh.
I did pick Lucas.
Oh, my. What? I know. Which one is it?
And, again, mostly if you take it out of context, it's really good.
Okay, fair enough.
But when Brooke was going on about how she never, like, told Angie she loves her, which is so dumb, he says, most of the time, love doesn't really need words. And I was like,
yeah, that's
fair. In the scheme of life, and even the show, and even this episode, like, that's actually something, right? And it's the whole, like, you know, actions speak louder than words, and so, and which I know some people hate, and it's because those are the people who say the words and never do the actions.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, I feel like it doesn't really need, like, it shouldn't need the words, right? Like, I'm not a big gesture person. I don't want grand gestures. I just want, you know, make my tea in the morning or, like, you know, whatever, that kind of a stuff. Like, so, yeah, strictly as words.
That's fair.
Preferring that they'd come from anyone else.
Yeah.
But, that's what I went with.
That's fair. I think I was just so annoyed about the fact that Lucas was the one saying those words as though he understood the first thing about love.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And I was just so annoyed that I couldn't pick it.
Especially,
but, like, you're right. It's a good quote.
He's
like,
all take talk. Take
it out of context.
Yeah. He's only about the words and not about the...
Right. I'm like, bro, take your own advice. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And yeah, so, like, I'm even, like, looking at the two, like, plot things for the next episode, and they don't even seem to line up. Like, I'm so confused.
Oh, my God. So
I just don't even know what happens. Okay, wait, let me look somewhere else, because IMDb is not the vibe here. Is it just, does all that stuff happen? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I just... can't figure out what happens in this next episode. Yeah, Brooke has to, you know, deal with baby Angie going home. Fair. Lucas, actions with game night, that makes sense. And all this other stuff that they're saying happens doesn't seem to be very season finale, but, like, whatever. I guess.
Okay. Unclear what's happening.
And it's so funny because it's like, at this point, like, the strike would have happened before. Like, this wasn't like, then the strike happened and this wasn't meant to be the finale. Like, this was written as the finale of a shorter season. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so excited for season 6 just because. Oh my God,
same.
So much of the stuff that I remember is from season 6. And now because of how garbage so much of this other stuff has been. Not that I want to, like, ruin the things that I hope are still good, but I'm more just excited to be like, man, what kind of freaking chaos is this going to be?
Right? Oh, boy.
Because, like, Again, I really only remember. Well, no, does that happen? Because most of the stuff that I remember is Lucas and Peyton related. But maybe all of the stuff, because I'm sure that I haven't seen 789.
Okay.
So all the stuff that I feel like I remember has to happen in six then. So like six might be like jam-packed.
I mean, not a whole lot really happens in this season, so
Yeah, like does just everything come into six, maybe? I don't know.
we'll see, I guess.
I mean, there's 24 episodes in season six.
Okay.
So,
So we're back to like a full.
yeah, so maybe stuff does happen.
All right.
I don't know.
Well,
There's stuff with trampolines, there's stuff with Brooke in the shop, and like maybe a guy, and like a young person. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. Who knows? Maybe I did see season seven. Or, I don't know. Definitely not eight and nine. That's for sure. But we shall see.
we'll see.
Either way, we'll be back next week for season finale, season five. Finally? You know, the shortest one,
Kind
and we're
of,
like, ooh, finally.
honestly.
What a weird transition season.
Oh, truly.
But we will see you then.
Bye.